Blog Talk Radio.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody. From the tree, she would surely die. Told Adam it's alright, and they both took a bite and lost their lives. Now he tells you, do what you wanna do. God will understand. So now you feel just inside. You do your thing on the side, and still say amen. Don't you be deceived.
Contending for the Faith broadcast, and yes, we are the Ready Church YouTube, where there's no compromising but a plan of exposing what the enemy is doing today. We have our special guest tonight is Pastor Harris, and he will be talking to us tonight because, I mean, there is so much going on in our world today. We're seeing the spirit of deception all around about us. I mean, we better run like never before, for the soon coming king is soon to come. And we want to be ready for the soon coming king. I tell you, we're seeing so much going on in the house of God today. I mean, it's just a shame what has taken place in the houses today. There's so many strange things going on in God's house. We know that he is not pleased at what's taking place in his house tonight. We know that the word of God said that his house should be called a house of prayer. And we don't see a lot of people praying. We don't hear about a lot of people praying today. We see a lot of playing and a lot of entertainment going on around about us. But we know that Jesus is soon to come, and we have the Ready Church. Want you to be rapture ready so we can rapture up out of here. And we want to be like the five wise tonight. We want to have oil in our lamp. We don't want to be like the five foolish. I mean, you better hurry, 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 and get into the word of God like never before, because we see all the signs of judgment all around about us. And someone has to cry loud and spare not and lift up your voice like a trumpet tonight. I know I am a trumpeter tonight. And I tell you, Jesus is soon to come, and we want you to be ready. He said, redeem the time, for the days are evil. We see so much going on in our society. I mean, the church has changed so much. Where is the men and the women of God that are really standing up for truth? I mean, the young people don't even know which way to turn or which way to go in this last hour when they look at the church. Oh, what the state of the church is in tonight. But today, I'm so glad to have with me tonight, Pastor Harris, and he's going to talk about some of the things that are taking place in the house of God tonight and why these pastors are not standing for truth. I mean, if we ever need to run, we need to run like never before. I mean, the children is not going to have anything to stand on if we don't stand on the word of God in this last hour, but they must see someone standing. And tonight we have Pastor Harris with us. We're so glad to have you, Pastor Harris.
So glad to be here.
I mean, the church is looking like the Church of Pergamos. What in the world is going on today? Can you share with us tonight some of the things that are taking place in the house of God?
Matthew chapter 24, verse 37, and it records that as in the days of Noah, where so shall it also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating, drinking, and marrying, and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. The scripture records that the same way it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in our day. And we are seeing everything that's going on in the house of God that should not be going on. And God wants somebody to cry loud in the spare night and lift up their voices like trumpets and to declare to the house of Jacob their sins and their transgressions. And certainly we are a voice that crying in the wilderness to reach out to those that are lost, to those that are hurting, to those that are dying, to preach the message of the gospel, to let them know that Jesus is soon to come. And we need to get our house and we get our lives in order so that when he comes, so we can be translated the same way that Enoch was translated. The Bible said that God took him. Enoch was a man that walked with God, that lived a life of faith, that lived a life of fellowship, that lived a life of faithfulness. He lived a life of fruitfulness. We're living in that evil day, in that evil time that the Bible says that seducing spirits, doctrines of devils are being manipulated. They are manipulating. These spirits are in the church today. We need to be aware that the devil is causing all of these things that are happening in the church because we have taken heed to seducing spirits, doctrines of devils. But we're here to declare the freedom and the liberty through Jesus Christ tonight. And he is certainly the only way that anybody and anyone that can that will hear the sound of my voice, wherever you are, you can be delivered. You can be saved. You can be set free. If you would just only repent and turn from your ways and turn to Jesus, he will receive you right now. If you just open up your heart and open up your life, he will save you wherever you are. Jesus can save.
I mean, Pastor, I'm just so filled up, man. I stay filled up. I'm telling you, I really do. I mean, when I see, what's taking place in God's house, and all the entertainment, the leaders, and just taken down, and it's just, God had already warned us of all these things. You know, he said there would be many false prophets that were becoming, and we're seeing all this take place today. You know, it was like the enemy had already crept into the house of God, and tricking and seducing people until they can't even hear the word of God today. It's like they have their ears are deaf, like the Bible say, you got eyes and you can't see, you got ears and you can't hear, and it seems like it's so hard to try to get to people and share the word of God today because there's so much entertainment. I mean, what in the world? I mean, what's up with all the entertainment when it's supposed to be all about Jesus and the word of God? How can people be saved if they don't hear the word of God, if the preachers are not preaching the word of God? How can we get through to these people, Pastor?
Somebody like yourself continue to cry loud, to spare not, lift up their voice, and to share what God says. And we have to be those who are not afraid to speak out and to say what God is saying in these last and evil days.
I understand, because the word of God says, look, love not the world, neither the things that are in this world, but it looks like the church is more, they looking worse than the world. I mean, I thought it was about winning, souls winning. You know, the church is supposed to be an example to the world, but it looks like the world is in the church. I mean, the young people are not even going to know. I mean, they got the Parliaments and the Funkadelic. And, what is really, really going on, Pastor? Like I said, I just stay so filled up. And, and I'm just trying to hit everywhere I can hit when I see the enemy. You know, you study your enemy because he's studying you. You know, it's like being in a wrestling match, you know. And, we know that the mind is a battleground for the enemy, It's like you have to be so, so careful today because we're seeing all these pastors, I mean, just seeing the pastors changing even their clothing. I mean, they got these dunce hats on and all this garb all over. It's all ritualistic stuff. And I mean, so much, Pastor. I mean, I don't even know which way to even start off, because it's like, like I say, you have to be so careful in this last hour, because it's like you actually walking through a minefield, and just one wrong move will blow you away.
Well, the Bible said that if my people would, that are called by my name shall humble themselves, and we're not seeing supposedly men of God walking in the humility of the Lord. And we need men of God and women of God to walk in humility before the Lord and in the presence of God. And where there is the absence of prayer means the presence of pride. And where there is pride, that means there is the absence, amen, of God's prayer and calling on the name of the Lord, the absence of pride. The absence of prayer is the presence of pride. Where the presence of pride is the absence of prayer. We're missing people that love God, that will submit to God, that will obey God. And that's what we're seeing, the flaunting of men's pride and men's ego and a peacock spirit have taken over some of the men of God and women of God in the house of God. Jesus said for us, they that exalt themselves shall be brought abase, be made abase, be brought low. And they that humble themselves shall be exalted. And we're seeing many exalted personalities and many exalted spirits. Jesus said, if you just be faithful, he said, I'm going to reward you with many and great things just by being faithful. We need men and women of God that are faithful to the call of Jesus Christ, to preach and to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ to folk that are lost, folks that are hurting, folks that are dying, that they can be delivered from the penalty of sin, from the guilt of sin, from the power of sin. That is only through Jesus Christ. Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God to them that believe.
Understand that, Pastor, but it seems that the leaders have forgotten all about what, you know, the gospel is. That's what I'm saying. They have forgotten what the gospel is. They're going after fame and fortune here on earth.
Well, the scripture said judgment must begin in the house of God. Even in the days of Noah, the Bible said that there was a man by the name of Methuselah. Methuselah was the oldest living human being in the Bible, recorded in the Bible. And his name means, which is, when he is dead, it will be sent. Somebody might be saying, what will be sent? The judgment of God's wrath on that generation. It was the flood that was sent, that after that Methuselah died, judgment was sent. And right now, God is allowing things to happen the way they are happening, because God is a God of mercy. But after that God has extended his mercy, then the judgment of God is going to come on this nation. The judgment of God is going to come on the church. The judgment of God is going to come on those who are supposed to have operated in the pastoral office or the bishop office or whatever office that you say that you're anointed and that you're called to walk forth in. God is going to question, amen, your faithfulness. He said, if you be faithful over a few things, he said, I'll reward you over many things. God wants men and women of God that will be faithful to him, that will walk with him, that will trust him, that will believe him. The Bible said that Enoch was a mighty prophet of God, and through the eons of time, he said Enoch did not prophesy cars at home. He did not prophesy money coming. But the word of the Lord said that Enoch prophesied that the Lord would come back one day.
Oh,
that
yes.
He saw that Jesus, that he would come one day with 10,000 of his saints. And the Bible says that in Jude 14 and 15, that God is going to judge the ungodly and the wicked deeds of the unrighteous. Amen. God will pay those who have done wickedness and those who have done evil and those who have caused mayhem in the house of God. God is going to pay every man according to his works.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. The Bible says every knee going to bow and every tongue going to confess. I mean, it seems that they, I mean, it's like nobody believed the word of God. I mean, it's like in the time of Noah, you know, the day of Noah, he preached for 120 years, Pastor, and they said the message never changed. But now, you know, you're hearing pastors saying, well, you know, I heard Jamal Bryan say, it's that's done away with all the old way of doing things. It's the new thing now. But the word of God said that he don't change. His word don't change. He told us to contend. And when he tells us to contend, that means to continue with his word, right? Not to go and grab this new doctrine. And he told us about that, too, because he said when they said Jesus over here, Jesus over there, don't go. So, I mean, now, you know, people is ignoring that, and that seducer has come into the house of God and are seducing people where they can't even hear the voice of God because it's feeding to their flesh. It's the things that they really want to hear because they have those itching ears. And God already warned us of these things, but even though he warned us and you're seeing these things taking place, it seems that it just disturbs your heart. Sometimes I feel like Jeremiah, you know, Pastor, you know, when you look and, you know, and you just feel like you don't want to say anything else, you know, but we must still be about our Father's business. There's somebody, I know there's got to be somebody out there that wants to be saved. Somebody wants to be delivered. Somebody wants to be set free because God is still a healer. He's still a deliverer.
Praise
he comes to set the captives free. He comes to, you know, to bind up the hands of the enemy. I mean, I don't understand what's taking place today because, you know, we know that the word of God, even Jesus, when he was here, his mission mostly was what? Casting out devils. We're not hearing about no demons being cast out. Everything being lifted up, Pastor. I mean, got the award ceremonies, you know, the Stella's Award and everybody want their, you know, award right here. They're not even looking for award in heaven. They get that reward right here. Money coming and money ain't coming to nobody but the pastor because you giving them the money. And I mean, Pastor, what can we do to get through to these people before time is too late? What are we going to leave for this next generation? I mean, when you're seeing the pastors, they slow dancing on the altar. And, I mean, oh, my God, I would have never, I've been saved since 1976, I would never ever in my life would believe that I would see what I'm seeing today. You know?
Amen. The only thing that we can do is keep on preaching, keep on declaring the truth, keep on saying what God is saying. The Bible said that Enoch was a man that walked with God, and we need folk that are walking with God by faith. That the Bible said that he pleased God because of his faith. He pleased God because of his fellowship with him, his obedience to him. And God wants you, beloved, to be obedient to his word. He wants you to be obedient to what he puts in your spirit. Amen. He said, whatsoever that is right, he said, I'm going to reward you according to your works. Amen. God wants us to have fruitfulness, faithfulness, and faith in our life. Amen. The Bible said in the last days, the Spirit speaketh expressly, that in the last days, I believe that it's, Paul was talking about our days, that in these latter days or last days, that the Holy Spirit begins to minister to him, that some shall depart from the faith.
Yes.
The faith of Jesus Christ morally and spiritually in every way. We're seeing the enemy come in and he's pulling people out of the faith. He's pulling people out and bringing stuff in. He's pulling people out and bringing stuff in. But we've got to remain true to the word of God. We got to remain faithful. If it's new, it may not be true.
All right.
But we've got to stand on what God said. God, he said, my word changeth not. He says that the heavens and the earth shall pass away, but my word shall stand.
That's a promise.
And endure forever.
That's a promise.
The Bible says there are some who have been giving heed. The word heed means to listen. We cannot listen to Lottie Dottie and everybody. We can't listen to everything that people say. The Bible said, try the spirits. Test the spirits, whether they are of God. Try it by the word of God, whether those things be true. A true word from God. The Bible says that Enoch had a testimony. If God saved you, God gave you a testimony, and you should be a witness to your generation. Enoch was a witness to his generation, and we just simply want to be a witness to our generation that God lives, that Jesus Christ, that he is the same today and yesterday and will be forevermore. He said, I am he that was dead. He said, I am alive and forever and forever and forevermore. We have a lot of seducing spirits in the church. These are deceiving spirits or lying spirits. Just don't believe folk are telling you the truth because they say who they are. The Bible said in Revelation, there are some who say they are apostles, but are not. There are some who place titles of grandeur on their in front of their names. They may have more alphabets behind their name than the alphabets. But God is the one who ordains us. God is the one who anoints us. God is the one who appoints us. And God is the one that tells us what to say. And we got to stand on the uncompromising word of God in these last and evil days. He said, I'm God and I change if not. In other words, I don't change in my character. There's a lot of them today. They are changing. Not only just changing, but they're changing the scripture. They're changing in their character. They're changing in their lifestyles. The Bible says that Enoch walked with God. I want you to understand, a person that's taking a walk, he's just walking. Come on. If he's not walking with God, he's just taking a walk.
Right.
But the Bible said that Enoch had an intimate fellowship with God. He walked with God. The Bible said that Noah in Genesis 6 and 9, that he walked with God. He had a fellowship with God. He walked in obedience to the word of God. And a lot of folks in Noah's day thought he was crazy when he was building that ark, when he was building that ship, so everybody can be saved. But everybody thought he was crazy because it never rained before. And God has an irrigation system that came up from the ground. It never rained before. But the word of the Lord to Noah said, prepare the ark and tell folks to come in this ark and be saved. And all we're trying to tell you, beloved, is to be saved, to stay saved. Amen. To walk with God. To love God with all of your heart and all of your heart, all of your mind, all of your soul, everything within you. Love God. Honor God. The Bible said in the last day, Jesus said there's going to be few. That walk in the straight and the narrow way.
Just a few.
Amen. Just because everybody's at the baseball game don't mean everybody there that has a relationship with God. Just because, amen, the church might be for everybody, not everybody in there ain't saved. Everybody in there don't love Jesus. But Jesus said there's going to be few that walk in the narrow path. He said the harvest is plenteous. You see, God does not have a harvest problem. God has a labor problem. Are you a laborer in the vineyard of the Lord? Are you a true witness to the testimony of Jesus Christ that he brought you from the guttermost to the uttermost, that he saved your life, he preserved your life until that day of Jesus Christ? The Bible said he that have begun a good work, a good work, a good work, he's going to finish. He's going to finish what he started in your life. Continue in the faith. Continue in the faith. And contend to fight the fight of faith. God bless you.
Yes, because I'm telling you, Pastor, we cannot be lifting up these men and women But we got to lift up the name of Jesus. And someone has to cry loud and lift up our voices like trumpets tonight. Lord, we just thank you and praise you for your goodness,
yes,
your mercy, your grace. And
yes,
God, we pray for every hearer, every listener tonight,
yes,
God,
Lord,
that you would minister to them like only you can do.
Yes.
And
yes,
God, we pray for salvation and deliverance
salvation
in this last
yes
hour and healing. And we just know that you are able to do anything but fail. And we claim
yes
victory over the hands of the enemy on tonight, that
yes
the devil is defeated, God is
God,
and
Jesus
Christ is still Lord.
Is Lord.
God bless you.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody. Yeah.
The devil told Eve she could eat from the tree. He would surely die. Told Adam it's alright, and they both took a bite and lost their lives. Now he tells you, do what you wanna do.
Mm-hmm.